Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
Hi, my name is Annalise Hurley. I'm a third year BA in Mary I and I'm from Limerick. Originally I actually started off college in Cork, studying music in UCC, and then I decided that I didn't want to be a secondary school teacher, I wanted to be a primary school teacher, so that's why I transferred then to Mary I. And yeah, I just really wanted to be a primary school teacher, so that's really why I came here, and I like the idea of it being a small college. Where you could kind of see everyone every day, as opposed to being a massive, you know, complex that's really hard to find your way around. So I like that idea too. In Mary I, there's lots to get involved in, really. Even as regards our lectures, you know, we do like PE and we do dance and music and things like that. So that has been really good when we've had to do certain electives like writing songs and making up dances and stuff, because I kind of do that outside of college anyway. So I really enjoyed that aspect of the degree. And then there's the extracurricular activities that I do, say singing and dancing and, yeah, teaching kids dancing and that. So that's why I was kind of doing these already before I started Mary I. But then I decided to kind of try and develop them as I was going through college, because they'd be a good benefit to have going into primary school. To be honest, now there's nothing I change really at all about my experience in Mary I. It's been really, really good, and I've made great friends and I've learned so much. So yeah, I definitely wouldn't change anything about it. I'm really, really happy that I came here. It was way back in first year. There was a sign up about the Gaeilge, and it was something I always kind of wanted to do through secondary school, but I never started it for some reason. It's just one of those things that you kind of put on hold. So I said, let's go for it now. So I went to a meeting just with a few other students that were in first year, and then I decided to just sign up and I said I'd go for it. I didn't think I would be able to achieve the Gold Award, to be honest with you, because it seemed like such a long time to achieve it, you know, 65 weeks doing different things, you know, seems so long. But when you start it, you just keep going on. It's a really, really good motivation to have, that you have to pursue, and you really, like, you achieve a lot by just having that goal. So it was really good to have it. It meant an awful lot to me on the day that I was actually receiving the award, because the people giving the speeches up in Dublin, you know, Mary McAleese, she gave such a fabulous speech, and she just had lovely words to say about everybody that achieved the Gold Awards. And they said something individually about everyone. So that was really, really nice. And it meant the most to me that day, really. Whereas while I was doing the award, I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just kind of, you know, going from day to day, doing what I was doing anyway, and just kind of getting my sheet signed off just to get the award, because I just thought it'd be nice to have. But now that I've done it, you know, I feel like, yeah, it was a good achievement. But it wasn't too much of a struggle. Like, I definitely, like, encourage other people to do it. It's really, like, it's not really, really tough challenge. It's really enjoyable more than anything. There was basically five aspects that you had to complete. So first of all, you had to do a personal skill, so something that you wanted to develop, something that was new. So I took up piano lessons, because I had been doing singing lessons until then, and guitar. So I took up piano lessons. And yeah, that was something really good to start as well. It was tough because I was a bit older to start in piano, but I had to persist with it because I had my award sheet get filled in every week, you know, so I had to go to my lessons and had to do my practice. So it was really good to have that motivation there behind you when, you know, when I felt it was a tough thing to be doing. Then you had to do a community involvement. So I had been in the local choir years ago, you know, in primary school, everyone gets involved. But of course, like, you know, you think, oh, you've too much on to be going to that anymore. So that was something I'd fallen out of. So I kind of just got back into that, and I've made really good friends through it. Some of the people in it are primary school teachers now as well, and they've helped me, like, say, with my teaching practice as well. So, like, just by going to choir 1 hour a week, like, I've learned so much, like about the people in it, about people in the local community. And I've learned from those other primary school teachers and people in the local area. So it's been an aid more than anything, you know. And I also got involved then in with kids around Limerick as part of the Limerick Regeneration Scheme. We did a shot a movie over in Maras. It was called Starstruck. So basically what I did was just went for an audition for the movie, and it was being filmed for RTE. And so I was successful in the audition, and then we had to just film the movie over Maras. And it was just basically highlighting dance as sort of an outreach for children over in the Maras area and in like in the local, the Limerick area. So that was just part of the regeneration scheme. And that was a really good experience to do as well, you know, because we were directly in the area, you know, in the really bad areas of Limerick. We were, you know, in those areas and just experiencing the real life as it is there and trying to encourage the kids to get involved in dancing and that. So that was, I think that was a really beneficial project that benefited a lot of people. And that was very good to get involved in. And I also then taught a lot of dance classes to kids from those areas, just voluntary, just teaching them dance, you know, to kind of get them, give them a bit of motivation, you know, because they loved it. Like, and it, then they'd be like, I'd see them out practicing the whole time outside in their gardens, and it just, it made it really rewarding, you know. And it's something that I've persisted with, and I still teach now, you know. And it was really good to have Gashka to kind of say, okay, how can I get involved in the community? Because when you have these certain four things that you need to do, you think about how you can do them, whereas you're not going to just say to yourself one day, okay, how am I going to get involved in my local community? So that's why it's really good to just set in stone, okay, how will you do these things? You know, you really put it into action then. Yeah, I still teach now, and I've taken on more classes. So yeah, no, it's really good, and I love working with the kids, especially from disadvantaged areas, because those kids are just full of energy and they love it. And like from my own experience, like some of them, they, you know, they don't really like school, some of them too much, you know, they feel that's very difficult for them, whereas dancing comes a lot easier to them and they're just so good at it. So it really gives them equal opportunities, I think, in for the future, because like who's to say they can't become dance teachers, like, and being a dance teacher is every bit as good as being a primary school teacher, you know. They're no less regarded in society than primary school teachers. So it's really good outreach for them, and it gives them good hopes and dreams too, you know. And I love that. Like every day is really, really enjoyable when I'm teaching them. Also, you had to go on an adventure where you basically just lived with somebody from a different culture. So I just went to the Gaeltacht and lived with a family there down in Dingle. So yeah, that was really good just to see their way of life, you know, and to improve my Gaeilge and that. And yeah, that was really good. It was a good experience, you know. It's a completely different way of life and you really get immersed in it. So it's good to see what's out there, you know, especially when we're living so close by, like, you know, but even though it's a completely different life. We also had to do physical recreation. So as part of that, I was already doing dancing and competing, like say we were going to the European Championships and different competitions, and we were training for the World Championships. But I felt like I was really enjoying it, but it was very expensive, and I found like it was a lot of pressure, you know, the World Championships, you know, you're under severe stress. So I thought that I'd like to do something different. So Pamela Blinn said to me, could I get involved in doing the show, helping her with the choreography? So in first year, I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do it, like completely thrown in the deep end. And I was so nervous trying to, you know, make up dances and teach them to people. But then after a while, you know, it wasn't too bad. Like it was very tough, but that was my physical recreation that I had to do anyway. So I kept pursuing with it, and I would have probably anyway. But if I hadn't had the Gashka, you know, to do, it would have been, you know, I would have had to push myself that little bit more, whereas the Gashka is just this extra little motivation for you to keep it going. And yeah, so that then, even though I finished, you know, the physical recreation 6 to 5 weeks, I've kept going with that and doing a lot of dance in the college with my dance, and kind of, I attempted to do the choreography last year myself. So yeah, it wasn't too bad. I'm really happy that I was able to, you know, some way, because to be honest, at the end of the day, it's not really about talent. It's just about persistence and wanting to do it, you know. Like I think anyone can do it if they put their mind to it, and most people think, oh, like you've obviously got that talent that you can do that, but I don't have any more talent than anybody else really. I just am a hard worker and I just persist with things, and if I want to do something, I'll work hard, and anyone can do that if they put their mind to it, and especially if they have the Gashka behind them, you know, they're more likely to put their mind to a big challenge like that. And it's really good, then you get really good outcomes that you will shock yourself with, really, so it's good.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision funding scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.